Good morning.
Good to see you. Good morning. There we go. That makes it better right there. Well, let me start off by saying Happy Father's Day. I know that's on a lot of people's minds right now. But isn't a good father such a blessing? I mean, obviously, a good mother is a wonderful thing to have. It's a huge blessing in my life. But a good father is a very good blessing, a good role model in the family. Is it important to be that good role model? Yes. Very much so important to be that good role model, be a good influence. You know, there seems to be so much going wrong with our country nowadays and our government and higher levels or whatever that we just don't agree with. And there's really not much I have influence over on that. I can cast a vote, but that's about it, right? I don't have much influence over that. But one thing I do have the opportunity to be an influence to is my family. And you would say, for your family. And we could say, for our church. So in Matthew chapter 5, when the Lord says, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, says, let your light so shine before men. He said, let your light so shine. Didn't say let it be dim. He said, let it so shine. So he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Talking about Father's Day, our Father, which art in heaven, right? Wonderful Father we have. Blessings upon blessings He gives us daily. Doesn't the psalmist say He daily loadeth us with benefits?
Yes.
And a good Father who is trying to follow His Heavenly Father is going to be a blessing to His family. So it says, let your light so shine before men. I know I'm picking on the fathers today. Well, that's kind of, like I said, it's Father's Day, right? This message is for everyone. Everyone let your light shine, right? That's what we need to be doing. We need to be letting our light shine. But that's, you know, it's the responsibility. And it's the, supposed to be the head of the household, right? Not that we can lord over our house with an iron fist. No, we're supposed to be leading, right? And leading by example. A good godly father, a good godly influence in the family is one of the best blessings you can have.
Amen. Amen.
Because if your father is trying to do the will of his heavenly Father by following his word, brethren, that's going to be a blessing. It's going to pass down for generations to come. It seems to be like on my mind here lately, this subject of letting your light shine and training up and teaching the younger generation. That has been very strong on my mind. I guess because I look out and I see that my generation, there's a gap. You know, it seems like we have the older generation and then the young ones that are coming around. But, you know, my age and my generation, there seems to be pretty sparse in the churches that we go to. Sister Sarah and I, we notice that a lot. We go to certain places and, you know, we're kind of in the middle of the age gaps, you know. What happened? We need to get back on to teaching these principles, training up the younger generation. It doesn't matter if it's a younger generation or just somebody that comes to church. We need to be telling them about these good things that the Lord has done. And one thing that says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Yeah, works. There's something to do. There's things we need to be doing. Well, one good example of those good works over in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, those fruits of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is love. Well, that's a good one right there. Love. Doesn't a good father show forth his love for his family? Now, some people, you know, they show it in different ways. Well, that love we can put in with charity, right? Charity. That's the kind of love that we're supposed to have. It's that charity. Amen. That love in action. Love in action. Somebody who is leading by example. Somebody who's trying to do the best they can. Now, brethren, we're human. We falter. I fail. I fall flat on my face sometimes. It happens. I'm not perfect. But I can strive better and better. I can read more of this word. I can read about these fruits of the Spirit. I can read about the love, the joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I can read about these. I can study about these and try to utilize these the best way I possibly can. And leading by example. Well, that charity, if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that's basically what the charity chapter, right? Chapter 13. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." Charity sounds like it's very important. You know, so what if you know, if you can sit there and quote the Bible from cover to cover, but if you don't speak it in love, if you don't try to teach it in love, that charity, who's going to listen to that? That's like if you're wanting somebody to come to your church, if you're wanting to invite somebody to the Primitive Baptist, and they ask you about the Primitive Baptist, you don't, first thing you don't say is, "Well, yours is wrong, mine is right." Right? Who's going to listen to you after that? Right. Charity. Show them in love. Tell them about the great works of God. Find those common grounds that we already have. And then you can expound upon them and tell them what great God you have and what great God you serve. Because I guarantee if they're a child of God, we're serving the same God. Right. We may not see things eye to eye in the Scriptures. But a child of God, a child of God. We need to have that charity one to another, that brotherly love one to another. So one of the fruits of the Spirit back in Galatians chapter 5 is love. Showing forth that love. Love in action. Doing something to show that love. The next one behind it is joy. Don't you want more joy in your life? I know I do. I want some more joy. I tell you, the more love that we're showing one to another, the more love we're trying to show our Heavenly Father, because one of the things we can tell the Lord, "I love you," is by what? Keeping His commandments. Amen. Well, and one of His commandments is, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Kind of sounds like it's going hand in hand, doesn't it? But joy. Having that joy. And I tell you, the more love you have in your heart for God and His children and the goodness of Him, the more joy you will have in your heart. The more joy you will have in your life. Now again, I'm not saying your life's going to be a bed of roses. Everything's going to be easy. But you can still have more joy. And the next one after that is peace. Well, isn't it going hand in hand again? The more peace you have, the more joy you will experience. And the more joy you experience, the greater your love will be. So love, joy, and peace. Don't we love that word, peace? Isn't it a blessing to have peace in the household? When you have that good godly father trying to lead by example, trying to do the best he can, doing the will of the Father. there's more peace in home. When people are trying to do the best they can, meet together in this place and worship the Lord, there's more peace in the church. The next one, next work is long-suffering. Well, you have to have more peace in your life to be more long-suffering, right? I know I do. I got to have more peace. Things got to be calm for me to be long-suffering, right? If you're on your last nerve and it's on a fraying thread, that long-suffering is not going to be there, is it? More peace. Better for the long-suffering. And if you're long-suffering with one another, showing forth that love, rejoicing in your heart, and have peace in your life. The next one is gentleness. You know, that's the thing about it. You know, Paul was saying, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not charity, becomes a sounding brass. If we try to tell people in love, that's what I want to focus on. God's love. Because God is love. Now, there's a difference between teaching in love, charity, and acceptance. There are some things that are wrong, right? There are some things that are wrong. I'm not an absoluter. I don't believe in the predestination of all, absolute predestination of all things. But I tell you one thing. That if the Lord says it's wrong, it's absolutely wrong. It's that easy. Whether you agree with it or not, whether I agree with it or not, if it's according to thus saith the Lord, it's right. If it's not according to thus saith the Lord, it's wrong. But again, when we differ on things, how we act, how do we react? Lord even told us to love thy enemies. Showing forth that love. And that's when we're going to get to the that meekness. I know I skipped a couple, but I'll go back and get them. That meekness. The world will look upon this meekness as weakness. I tell you, you go look in the dictionary on your phone nowadays, especially if you Google it, meekness is terrible. The definitions they have for that is worthless. Because that's the world telling you that meekness is nothing more than weakness. But brethren, when you have more love of God in your heart, that long suffering, that more peace, that's more joy that you have for God and all the good things of Him, you can be meek in this world, brethren, but be a giant among men. Because you're relying on the strength. Because if we go back to where the other one is faith. The more faith you have in God has this. Lord has my back. Do you remember the armor of God? It's all for the front, right? Because we're supposed to be heading forward. Not retreating. Always moving. Always abounding. Always moving forward. Because why? The Lord's got my back. If I'm facing the battle, the Lord is behind me. If I'm trying to do all that He can do, all that I can do according to His word, He's going to help me. It's Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That all things, that's one of those all that you have to find out what is all is it talking about, right? I've heard the example one time, it's not like I can rob a bank and God's going to help me. No. Read that again. I can do all things through Christ. If we're doing it through Christ, then it's going to be according to thus saith the Lord. It's going to be according to His word. If I'm trying to do everything through Christ, He's going to strengthen me. He's going to help me do it. We're not robots. Not like He's going to flip a switch and I'm going to always do His will. But if I'm trying my best, He's going to help me. If us fathers, if we're trying to do our best, the Lord's going to help us. The Lord's going to bless us. We could be a benefit to our families. We could be a benefit to those around us. So faith. Well, isn't that a fruit that we can bear? Having more faith than the Lord. Lord, I know that you have this. The Lord told us that we're going to have tribulations, right? In this world, you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. Why? Why should I be of good cheer if I'm in tribulation? Because the Lord has overcome the world. He's overcome it. You know, when the Lord comes back the second time, whatever upbringing or uprising is going on, it'll be squashed just like that.
That's right.
You know, go read in Revelation. Some people say, well, I don't understand Revelation. Well, here's the thing about Revelation. God wins. Christ is victorious. Your God is victorious. So have faith in Him. I'm still considering myself a young father, right? I have young children. I have a lot to live. I need to strengthen my faith in God because He's where I get my strength from. So we have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. I don't think I touched on goodness, but there's goodness. Can't you just sit there in awe of the goodness of God? Do you remember when Moses said, show me your glory? And the Lord said, I'll let all my goodness pass before you. You know, every good thing has to come from God anyway. Our goodness, we can show forth that goodness in our life by walking according to thus saith the Lord. So meekness and temperance. Temperance is one of those that I still need a lot of problems. I have a lot of problems with, right? My temper. I think my temper is like a firecracker. As soon as that match touches, bam, it's going off. I need help. And where do I get that help from? I get it from the Lord. Don't you remember what Paul wrote? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Well, if I need some strength from the Lord, I need to turn to His Word. Trying to read what I need. Spending some time with Him each and every day. Getting my mind right. Focusing more on that love, that joy, that peace, that long-suffering. All these fruits of the Spirit is something we can bring forth. But brethren, if we're not having our mind in the right place, if we're not trying to seek the Lord first, if we're not trying to shine forth that light out, we're not going to be bringing forth much fruit. Back in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. We've already been kind of touching on it. We don't have time to go through all of this. You know, I've just barely scratched any part of the surface. But those fruits of the Spirit, all those good works that we can strive to achieve and try to do the best we possibly can, because we need to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. We need to be leading by example, so people need to be able to see it. And especially as a father, that's my responsibility. And it's a heavy one. But I also read in this Bible, with the Lord, His burden is light. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Lord has not called upon us to do great, wondrous things like overthrowing entire countries or trying to march on Washington and trying to stop them from doing everything. But He has told me to love my family, love my neighbor, and be a good example. In verse 13, it says, you are the salt of the earth. It could be a seasoning influence on one another. You know, like YouTube and all these other social media places, they have influencers. Well, brethren, the Lord has been calling us to be influencers for a long time. So let us shine forth our light, the light that the Lord has given us. If you can see that light that He is shining forth, Brother, we'd be like that moon up in the night sky. It has no light of its own, but it reflects the sun. Right? Shine that light out. Let people see those good works. Not for our glory. Not so everybody can see us. Because if that's your what you're wanting, then you have your reward. But we want to be that good example. And leave that good example for the generations to come. Because they need to know it. We need to be teaching it. We need to be training them up. Because I'm thankful for the upbringing and the training that I received. The older generation says, well, I've tried to do everything I can. Well, guess what? Us that are coming up, it's our turn. Hand us the baton. But we need what we need. And we need this word. And if you didn't have that good earthly father that taught you this word, it's not too late. Break the cycle. Read some more now. Read about that charity, how we can be a good influence on one another. So let us shine forth the light. Be an influence. Be a lasting influence. That legacy that some people talk about, the best legacy you could leave your family. It's a wonderful, godly example. Amen. According to thus saith the Lord. May the Lord be with you.